Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
You posted on Facebook a traditional Kroenke dish that Grandma Kroenke used to make?
We got talking about food. Grandma and I always ramble on our Mother's Day conversations, and she said that our generation is soft because we don't eat squirrel or hog brains. She said they're delicious and we must try them. And she goes, in fact, Mr. Svensson, who lives down the street, got a squirrel the other day and it's in a plastic bag in my freezer right now, honey. Like, she's so excited to make this thing. So it just got me thinking, because you and I were talking about it yesterday, what is the weirdest thing you have ever eaten? Did you do it on a dare? Did you like it? What did it taste like? You've tried some weird stuff. You're adventurous.
A couple of things, and I did like both of them. We have a friend that every Chinese New Year has this huge Chinese New Year dinner. He goes to a Chinatown in Philadelphia, so gets authentic, vegetables and fish and everything.
Nice.
So two things that some may find bizarre, a lot of people turn their nose up at. Number one is chicken feet. And so he will bring out a plate of chicken feet. They look like little baby's hands. They look like people's hands.
Gross. And there's not even any meat on
the
chicken feet.
No, there's not meat on them, but there's sauce on them. Basically, you just lick the sauce off the foot.
Ew.
And then throw it on your plate.
And you've tried that.
And it was a little tough to get over the physical aspect of it. But,
yeah.
But it's chicken. Everybody eats chicken, right?
I guess.
Suck on a chicken toe? Come on. The other thing is jellyfish salad. It's nothing like it sounds. You're thinking jellyfish. You're thinking something slimy and
snotty.
Yucky. It's like coleslaw. It's the best thing ever. You would not, if I didn't tell you it was jellyfish salad, you would have no idea.
I don't believe
it came from the sea.
I don't believe you. You're setting me up.
Next
you want me to try it.
Next Chinese New Year, I'm going to bring you.
I'll try it.
In fact, maybe I'll get a hold of him. Maybe he'll whip up some jellyfish salad to
you
bring.
You are lying
in.
To my face.
I am not. I would never lie to you. I would never steer you wrong.